Hare Krishna. So, we continue to read today from the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. The chapter is 18. The title of the chapter is The Residents of Jamdvip Offer Prayers. And we're going to read text 11, but we're going to talk on several different verses. Yesterday's also. And we're also going to talk a little bit about Snanayatra, because that's happening tonight, I think. Yeah? So the verse, text 11. Yat sangalabdham nijavirya vaibhavam. Titam muhu sam prishatam hivanasam. Haryatya jonta shuti bhir gatorn ganjam. Kovaina seveta mukunda vikramam. Yat sangalabham nijavirya vaibhavam. Tirtang muhu sam sprishatam hismans asam. Haratya jonta shuti bhir gato gajam. Kovaina seve tamukunda vikramam. Yat sangalabdham nijavirya vaibhavam. Tirtang muhu sam sprishatang himanasam. Haratya jonta shuti bhir gato gajam. Kovaina seve tamukunda vikramam. Vaishnavas? Yat sangalabdham nijavirya vaibhavam. Tirtang muhu sam sprishatam himanasam. Haratya jota shuti bhir gato grajam. Kovaina seve tamukunda vikramam. Yat sangalabdham nijavirya vaibhavam. Tirtang muhu sam sprishatam himanasam. Haratya jonta shuti bhir gato gajam. Kovaina seve tamukunda vikramam. Yat sangalabdham nijavirya vaibhavam. Tirtang muhu sam sprishatam himanasam. Haryatya jonta shuti bhir gato gajam. Kovaina seve tamukunda vikramam. Vaishnavis? Yat sangalabdham nijavirya vaibhavam. Tirtham muhu sam sprishatam himanasam. Haratya chon yatak shuti bir gatam yajam. Kovai sakse veta mukunda vikramam. Anybody else want to take a crack at it? Yat sangha lapnam nijavirya vaibhavam. Tirtang muhu sam sprishatam himanasam. Gato. Haratya jonda shuti bir gato gajam. Good. Kovaina seveta mokundi vikramam yat. Of whom the devotees? Sangalabdham. Achieved by the association. Nijavirya vaibhavam. Whose influence is uncommon. Tirtham. Holy places like the Ganges. Muhu, repeatedly. Samspushatam, of those touching. He, certainly. Manasam, the dirty things in the mind. Harati, vanquishes. Aja, the Supreme Unborn One. Anta, in the core of the heart. Shutibhi, by the ears. Gata, entered. Angajam, dirty things or infections of the body. Ka, who. Vai, indeed. Na, not. Seveta, would serve. Mukunda Vikramam, the glorious activities of Mukunda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation. By associating with persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, is the all in all, one can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, in the form of sound vibrations, enters within his heart and cleanses it of all contamination. On the other hand, although bathing in the Ganges diminishes it bodily contaminations and infections, this process and the process of visiting holy places can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is the sane man who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life? Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Bathing in the Ganges can certainly cure one of many infections, infectious diseases, but it cannot cleanse one's materially attached mind, which creates all kinds of contaminations in material existence. However, one who directly associates with the Supreme Lord by hearing of his activities cleanses the dirt from his mind and very soon comes to Krishna consciousness. Sutta Goswami confirms this in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 2nd chapter, 17th verse, Srinvatang Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Rijyantasto yabhadrani vidunoti suritsutam. The Supreme Lord within everyone's heart becomes very pleased when a person hears narrations of his activities, and he personally cleanses the dirt from the mind of the listener. Vidyantasto yabhadrani vidunoti. He washes off all dirt from the mind. Material existence is caused by dirty things within the mind. If one can cleanse his mind, he immediately comes to his original position of Krishna consciousness, and thus his life becomes successful. Therefore, all the great saints in the devotional line very strongly recommend the process of hearing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to give everyone a chance to hear Krishna's holy name. For simply by hearing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one becomes purified. Cheto dharpana majanam. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is chiefly engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world. After one's mind becomes cleansed by chanting Hare Krishna, one gradually comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness and then reads books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the Nectar of Devotion. In this way, one becomes more and more purified of material contamination. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.18, Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatyutama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. By regular hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord who is praised with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact. In this way, simply by hearing of the powerful activities of the Lord, the devotee's heart becomes almost completely cleansed of material contamination, and thus his original position as an eternal servant who is part and parcel of the Lord becomes manifest. While the devotee engages in devotional service, the passionate and ignorant modes of material nature are gradually vanquished, and then he acts only in the mode of goodness. At that time, he becomes happy and gradually advances in Krishna consciousness. All the great acharyas strongly recommend that people be given a chance to hear about the Supreme Lord. Then success is assured. The more we cleanse the dirt of material attachment from our hearts, the more we will be attracted by Krishna's name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and activities. This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Samane Tinamane. Namaste Saraswati Deve Guruvani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschachade Sitarane. Mukam karati vachalam pangam langayate girim. Yat kripa tvam aham vande shri guru dinatananam. Om agana timirandasya ganangana shalakaya. Chakshur unmilatam dena tasmai shri guruve namaha. So these verses, these three verses in particular, 9, 10, and 11, are speaking about first the quality of lack of envy that when inspired in the heart will allow people to get along with each other and relate to each other nicely and have peace in the entire world. And then the 10th verse, the prayer is that please let me not become attracted to the things in the material world which will distract me from my spiritual practice. Let me not become too entangled, too attached to wife and children and friends and bank balance and relatives and television sets and iPods and iPads and so many other things. Because those things, if I become attached to those things, then I won't be able to give my heart completely to Krishna and to Krishna's devotees, and I won't be able to engage in service which is not personally motivated, which is not contaminated by material desire. And if I can engage in service to the Lord and his devotees, which is free from envy, then I won't be able to make spiritual advancement, and I won't be able to attain the goal of my life, which is to become an On the Loy devotee of the Supreme Lord. And now here, in text 11, we hear in some detail about why it works to associate with devotees, why the association of devotees is so important. In the previous verse, it's explained, if I need to become attached to something, let me become attached to the association of devotees. Let me take that association very seriously. Let me seek it out and go through austerities in order to get it, because that association is very, very valuable to me. It's the most valuable thing, more valuable than money, more valuable than anything. So let me seek it out. Let me find it. And here in this text 11, Hare Krishna, in text 11, the reason is given. Because even in the Bhagavad Gita, it's described that the great souls, they come together, and what do? They talk about Krishna. They don't talk about the cricket match. They don't talk about the soccer game. They don't talk about the World Cup. They don't talk about their bank balance or their problems in the material world with material solutions. Rather, they talk about Krishna, and they take faith. They have faith that Krishna will help them. Krishna will rectify whatever situation, whatever difficulty they're in. And they talk about the pastimes of Krishna. They talk about Krishna's name and form and activities. And they glorify the Lord by beautiful verses, by transcendental prayers, so that the mind and senses become purified, cleansed, and they become attracted. They become free from, here it's described, they become free from envy. They become free from ignorance. They become free from passion. And they allow ourselves to engage in the mode of goodness peacefully in the service of the Lord. They allow us to become attracted. Because as long as we're attracted by material life, it's very, very difficult for us to focus on Krishna consciousness. I once had a student in a class, a teacher training class, who did a presentation on the modes of material nature. It was very interesting what he did, because he created, it was kind of like a slideshow video kind of presentation. And he went through the modes of material nature. So the first few presentations were like pictures of dirty places, and very harsh sounds were played, heavy metal rock and roll music, and there were nasty visuals of nasty things happening, people that were really degraded and drunk and dirty, and dirty places and things like that. And then it moved to the mode of passion, and the music became very passionate, very fast, very passionate, and you saw visuals of people running here and there and running to the train station, moving around very quickly. Just the visuals were very, very fast. And then it changed again, and the music became very sattvic, and you heard transcendental sound vibrations, or sound vibrations which were peaceful, and you saw visuals of mountains and, you know, flowers and things that were peaceful, pacifying to the mind. And we were asked to chant japa through the whole presentation. So we were just sitting there chanting Hare Krishna while all these things were going on, the sounds and the visuals were going on one after the other. And we were asked afterwards to assess how that experience was for us. What was it like trying to chant japa, watching all these dirty pictures and, you know, filthy things and people dirty and drunk, and the sound was very agitating. And then while it was passionate, we were trying to chant japa, but it was very distracting. If you ever go visit your relative's house, because I know none of you watch television, but if you go to visit your relative's house, sometimes that happens, that the TV is on, and you just become distracted by it. When you fly, I fly, you know, a lot, and right in front of your face, like right there, there's the screen. And some parts of the flight, you can't shut it off. They leave it on so they can advertise things. And so you see these this and that and this and that and that. And it's very difficult to pull your mind away from it. It's there. It's in your face. It's all over the place. And then the mode of goodness came, and how was it to chant japa then? And unanimously, everyone agreed that in the lower modes of nature, fixing one's mind on the sound of the Hare Krishna mantra was very, very difficult. And it became easier when the atmosphere was purified by the mode of goodness. So the devotees, they need to bring that mode of goodness into our lives. They live in the mode of goodness. They keep clean. They rise early. They go to sleep early. They hear and chant about the glories of the Lord. They keep an atmosphere which is free of material clutter. And they live their lives in such a way as to develop a peaceful mentality. So by associating with them, I become more receptive to the holy name, more receptive to hearing about Krishna, to becoming inspired to engage in his service. I become attracted to that peaceful mood, and that allows me to reap the benefit of associating with Krishna. My heart becomes clean, and Krishna is residing in the heart. He enlightens and enlivens us by giving us knowledge about Krishna, by opening us up to knowledge. Krishna says that he destroys the darkness of ignorance with the shining lamp of knowledge, the torchlight of knowledge. So it's an actual process which takes place, and we need to do it. It's something we need to do. We need to actively be involved. And the fact is that association is like a crystal stone. So we seek out association according to our consciousness. If our consciousness is in the mode of ignorance, then we seek out association in the mode of ignorance. And that it's a vicious cycle, because when we're in the mode of ignorance, we seek out association in the mode of ignorance, and that puts us deeper into the mode of ignorance. When we're in the mode of passion, we find ourselves subsumed by the mode of passion, running around trying to take care of stuff, and we find it more difficult to fix our mind on Krishna. Sometimes when I try to chant Gayatri, even that simple process, it's a mantra, it's 8 mantras, 10 times each, and it's relatively simple. It takes 5 minutes. Prabhupada used to do it really fast, but it's just trying to pay attention for 5 minutes without getting distracted by anything, without your phone ringing, without someone knocking on the door, or your mind knocking on your consciousness. It's so difficult sometimes. In Kali Yuga, it's just like you have to put a bag over your head to be able to, what to speak of chanting japa. It's hard because the material energy is so magnetic. Magnetic. It pulls us away. And unless we're equally determined to pull our consciousness inside, Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita in the second chapter that the sadhu, the stitta pragya, he pulls his mind and senses like a turtle, like a tortoise, into the shell. He uses the senses and the mind when he wants, but he has sufficient control so that he can draw it back, just like the tortoise withdraws its limbs within the shell when he doesn't want them to be exploring. But for us, that's not so easy sometimes. So here, these devotees, the residents of Jambadweep, led by Prahlad Maharaj, are praying that let me get the association of devotees, let me avoid material association, because in good association, I can develop the strength to become a pure devotee of Krishna. I can become stronger in my spiritual life. And that will help me. That's what I want to do. And because I want to do it, but I'm weak sometimes, therefore I need to seek out the association of sadhus. We see in the Bhagavatam in general, at the beginning of the Bhagavatam, what's happening is Maharaj Parikshit, it finds that he's going to die in 7 days. Right? And so he goes to seek out the sages. He goes to find some advanced people in a sacred place, in a sacred setting, so that he can fix his mind, because he knows he doesn't have time to mess around. He only has 7 days. And he wants to know from them, what is the purpose? What should someone do who's about to die? And the fact of the matter is that all of us are about to die. We may die today, or we may die tomorrow, but we're going to die. We were talking yesterday, death rate is still 100%, even in Slovenia. And there's no way of avoiding it. Even, you know, there's just no way of avoiding it. Now, later, death is going to come. So we can pretend that it's not going to come anytime in the near future, and we can try and eat, drink, and be merry. But for the devotee who's intelligent, he knows that let him perfect his life now. Let him get the benefit, both now and in the future, of absorbing himself in Krishna consciousness. One other point I want to make before I just speak a little about Snana Yatra is that Prabhupada points out this interesting thing about the Ganges and other things. He says, bathing in the Ganges can certainly cure one of many infectious diseases, but it cannot cleanse one's materially attached mind, which creates all kinds of contamination in material existence. And he also speaks the same about tirthas, about going to holy places. And many times when I was in Vrindavan in 1974 with Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada would go to his house in the evening and he would speak. And a couple of times at the beginning, he would come and speak, and he would come to speak, and he would see that some devotees weren't there. Some of the most senior devotees weren't there. And he would ask, where are they? And then someone would say, oh, Prabhupada, they're out in Vrindavan taking darshan. They're going to see the temples. And Prabhupada's comment was, darshan? Darshan means to see. That's literally what it means to see. So when we say we're going to take darshan, it means we're going to see the deities. And so Prabhupada said, what will they see? Unless they come to hear their spiritual master, what will they see? They won't see anything. They'll just go and see some forms, and they won't understand who they're seeing. They won't understand the power of Vrindavan, and they'll only commit offenses. So they should come here, and they should hear. Because the real tirtha, the real holy place, is created by the devotees, and the devotees speaking Krishna Katha. Hari Katha purifies us. Sometimes I see it very much now. Even recently in Mayapur, it happens a lot during Kartik, especially during Bhishma Panchika, which is, some people say, is doesn't even really exist. It was created by devotees. But anyway, whatever. We tend to think that now Krishna consciousness is on sale. You know, you have here shops that have a sale and they put out signs 50% off, and then you run there and you think you're going to get all the things you wanted and you're going to have to pay less for them. So you think this is a good time to go shopping right after Christmas or whatever. You want to go shopping because now you can get the stuff you want, but you don't have to pay full price for it. You can get it cheaper. So sometimes people think that way about certain days of the year, certain activities in Krishna consciousness, certain punyas they can do. They can fast on certain days or go on parikrama on certain days. And that will take the place of being Krishna conscious every day of the year. Of course, it does help sometimes to purify ourselves. We go on parikrama. But Prabhupada gave us a process that takes place every day. It starts at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, or 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and it goes until we go to sleep at night, and even while we're sleeping, and it goes on 365 days a year. So until we leave the planet, And then afterwards, it's the same thing. In Goloka Vrindavan, we do the same thing. We serve Krishna, we chant his name, we eat prasadam, we dance and chant with the cowherd boys and Krishna and the cowherd girls and have a good time. This is what Krishna consciousness is all about. But if we think that we don't have to do the regular thing, it's too much work, I can just go when Krishna consciousness is on sale, and I can take a dip in the Ganges on these five special days of Bhishma Panchaka and chant all these special mantras and fast all kinds of interesting ways. And then I'm purified now and I'm in better shape and I don't have to worry about it so much. That's not really our process. Prabhupada wanted us to be regularly absorbed in Krishna consciousness and regularly working on our mind, because Maya is regularly working on us. She doesn't only try to get us 5 days a year. She tries to get us all the time. So we may get a little bit above water every now and again, but Maya will push us down again and again. And so we constantly need the fortification of good rounds, following the four regular principles, attending the program, associating with devotees. This is what Prabhupada told us, and this is the process he gave us, knowing the difficulties we would face to become Krishna conscious, and helping us with the regular doses of the medication needed. Aneche ashode maya lasi baro lage harinama mahamantra. So that we wanna take that medicine, that ointment, that elixir of immortality, of the chanting of Hare Krishna every day, to protect us from the onslaught of the material energy. And the association of devotees is very important in that process. So I'm going to take a few minutes out and read something about Snana Yatra. But before that, I'd like to ask us if there's any questions on what we just talked about, because this is really important. And these verses in this particular chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, they're really amazing verses. Almost all of them are super verses. Any questions? You're all in such good association all the time, so you don't have any questions. There was an article in the latest Bindu magazine by Madhavananda Prabhu. How many of you know Madhavananda Prabhu? Okay, so Madhavananda Prabhu, he... see if I can find this thing. The latest Bindu is about Lord Jagannath, because Rath Yatra is coming up in Jagannath Puri. And so, I have to remember where I put it. And before Jagannath Rath Yatra, of course, is Snana Yatra, which you're going to celebrate here. I was here for it last year, too, I remember. I think it's here. No? Did I put it here? I don't know if I did, but it. Anyway, so what he says in the article is that on the Ekadasi, which we call Nirjala Ekadasi, there's a marriage between Rukmini and Vishnu, or Krishna and Rukmini. And Rukmini is the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. So then they have their marriage, and then there's a ceremonial bathing, and that takes place on the Purnima, which is 3 days after Ekadashi, which is the day of the Snana Yatra in Jagannath Puri. So Lord Jagannath is bathed with all these auspicious substances, but unfortunately he gets sick while he's bathed. And so he's taken by Lakshmi Devi, and Lakshmi Devi nurses him back to health for 14 days. And she works really hard. She doesn't sleep at all. She takes really good care of him, and she brings him all kind of teas, and she feeds him food which is particularly healthy. And she doesn't sleep for 2 weeks, because she's just taking care of her new husband. I mean, they just got married, and you know they're together. And so Rukmini Lakshmi is very dedicated to taking care of her sick husband. And finally, after taking care of him for those days, she's exhausted, so she falls asleep. And while she falls asleep, Krishna leaves. And he goes to visit the gopis in Vrindavan, and that's Gondicha. So he goes to visit Gondicha. And that's the Rath Yatra festival, you know. Then the Rath Yatra festival is there. And so while she's sleeping, he's away, and then she wakes up. And she's not very happy. Where's my husband? I took care of him for 14 days. I was totally exhausted. I fell asleep, and now he left. Where'd he go? So she tries to find where he went, and then she hears that he went to see Vrindavan. And she's not too happy about that. So she starts to do some austerities, and she starts eating very little and undergoing some austerities. She waits for 7 days, and he doesn't come back. That's the Rath Yatra when he's there in Gondicha. And he doesn't come back. And so then she does some prayers to Bimala Devi, asks Bimala Devi what to do. And she comes to the conclusion that this is not right, that he went there. So she goes there. And that's the Haripanchami celebration, when Lakshmi beats up the guards of Krishna and demands to see Lord Jagannath. So then there's the return Rath Yatra. Lakshmi goes back to Jagannath temple, and there's the return Rath Yatra. But when Lord Jagannath comes back, Lakshmi won't let him in because she's mad at him. And apparently in Jagannath Puri, there's a whole series of prayers that Lord Jagannath offers to her to apologize. So you should never make your wife angry, because it just causes trouble. So even for the Lord of the universe. So Lord Jagannath makes amends with Lakshmi, and it takes a while and a lot of praying, and eventually he's allowed back into the temple there. So that's what the Sanana Yatra takes place after the marriage. And Lord Jagannath gets sick, and then he goes on the Rath Yatra when he gets well. And during that time, he's refurbished, so he gets healthy, does exercises, eats a special diet, he's feeling better, and he gets a new coat of paint. Sometimes he even gets replaced. And then he resumes his position as the in the temple as the Lord of the Universe. So this is the Leela that we will enact tonight, and we will bathe Lord Jagannath. And where the Rath Yatra is, the one where? In Riga? Yeah. We have the Snana Yatra here, and they have the Rath Yatra there. Okay. Sometimes we're very creative where the Rath Yatra is. In America, on the 4th of July, we take Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra on the Independence Day Parade of the United States. We go to the White House. And it's quite interesting, because there's many things on that parade which have absolutely zip to do with Krishna or anything even remotely resembling spiritual life. But there we are, chanting Hare Krishna in red, white, and blue with a Rath Yatra card. So, is there any question? Okay, then thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.